usually on CNN Student News, we say how Fridays are awesome. For a lot of the U.S., this Friday is frozen. You expect snow and cold temperatures in the winter. What makes this storm different is that it's huge. Around 60 million people, we're talking 20% of the entire U.S. population, potentially affected by this. Governors and mayors have declared states of emergency. The area that's being hit is roughly the same size as Mexico, and the storm's bringing some unusual weather. Probably haven't seen or heard that too often. It's called thunder snow, and you need the right ingredients for it to happen. Cold air on top of warm air with moist air close to the ground. This massive winter storm is causing travel problems like what CNN's Ted Rollins ran into outside Kansas City.
The freeways here are a mess, absolute mess. I was stuck on I-29 for about an hour and a half, just dead still. I've been on 35, I-70, all of them a mess. And the biggest part is not only visibility, but the snow accumulation is just, it's piling up, and people are getting stuck, spinning out. There's trucks all over the road. There have been a couple of medical emergencies, which, of course, have made it very difficult. The snow makes it very difficult for first responders to get to those people. You know, bottom line is they warn people, do not drive in these conditions. There is a reason why this storm is a whopper.
There might be a silver lining here. Some of the states getting hit have been dealing with a terrible drought. So when all this snow melts, the water could help relieve some of those drought issues.
See if you can ID me. I'm a country that borders 14 others. I'm the fourth largest nation in land area. I have the world's second largest economy. And when it comes to population, I'm number one. I'm China, and my most populated city is Shanghai.